USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. California remains the most expensive state in America for gasoline, with an average price of $6.43 a gallon for regular. The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Officials say even though the risk for Americans are low, they are still taking precaution. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Tobacco companies will have to minimize the amount of nicotine in their cigarettes because the Biden administration is planning to enact a rule that will require it. This means tobacco manufacturers selling cigarettes in the U.S. would be required to lessen the amount of nicotine to non-addictive levels, a move that would tremendously affect the tobacco industry. Starbucks might not be able to keep its bathrooms open to the general public, according to the company's CEO, Howard Schultz. A growing mental health problem was posing a threat to staff and customers and making it difficult for Starbucks employees to manage its stores with the current policy in place. There's no set date yet as to when all Starbucks will be closing their bathrooms. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A man has been arrested after throwing a Molotov cocktail at the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. According to an affidavit, the man who traveled from Chicago apparently wanted to, quote, show his discontent for the Chinese government, attempting to light a cloth on the neck of a glass bottle before launching it over the gate and into the embassy. He was detained a few blocks from the building. According to law enforcement, this is the same man who in May allegedly harassed a security officer in front of the embassy, throwing a rock. He will appear in D.C. federal court on June 17th. The U.S. Forest Service is being sued by dozens of residents in a small New Mexico community impacted by massive wildfires. The suit is over what they call failure to provide information about the government's role in starting the blaze. The Forest Service has acknowledged the two prescribed burns it set to clear out brush and small trees that can serve as wildfire fuel spark to blazes that came together as the largest in New Mexico's recorded history and the biggest burning in the U.S. right now. This is USA Radio News.